finish up that Gada Tzipora list today. Okay, we're on the bottom there. Bavon Gezel. Bavon Gezel Hagoyvai Oila. Gezel Sagoyvai is Arba in a locus. V'horov hoy, when it comes to rov, v'bnei yodam oichlam psa b'nei b'nosem, sh'nema. Shanty Gemara puts it together. Three psukah from three different Nevi'im here. Shimu adover az poros ha-boshon asher bahar shomer. He's talking to the women who were overindulging yichveis. Oishkois dalim ha-roitzitzoy sevyoinim. Thank you, poor, advantage of the poor people. Omer rovu kikon hani nashi, de mechoizo, de ochlon v'loy ovdon. They eat and they don't do, give the ma'aser dayim to the husband. So Rashi says the goyzel is ba'aleihem. That's gezel v'oid. Since they get used to a high lifestyle, so they cause the husbands to steal to support them. Okay, uksiv, and that parsha right in Omis. He kasei eschem b'shidofen b'yirokin harbos ginoseichem v'karmeichem v'teinechem v'zeseichem yechal ha-gozel. So that brings on gozel. Then we go to Yoel to show that gozel, there's different types of arba. And once it starts with gozel, it keeps going, get more and more of those different types of arba. Uksiv, yesra gozel, ochla arba, yesra arba, ochla yelek, yesra yelek, ochla gozel. They keep coming one after the other. So once you have arba, you of course have rov. Once the arba comes, you have rov because they eat up the crop. So we said, uksiv. And once you have rov, we go to a pasuk in Yeshaya that talks about rov, and it says, "Vayigzer al yemin v'rov, vayoychel al smol v'lo soveyu ish psar zroyo yechelu al tiki psar zroyo of psar zaro." People eat their children. Psar b'nei move no same. Okay. Bavon inu hadin means delaying of the din. They know the psak, and they just for no reason they delay. V'ivus hadin, Rashi learns, ivus hadin a. Bemazed, they say the din wrong. They mazed, make a false psak. Kilkol din, Rashi learns, not bemazed, but they come out the wrong psak because they didn't thoroughly think through the thing or didn't properly learn the inyan. So they come out with the wrong psak. So kilkol din, not bemazed, but it's also shigas talmud elazon. Ubitl toira, it is four averis, cherev, ubizo, rabo, this cherev, they mean war and bizo. V'dever u'batsoires bo, dever and batsoires, u'bnei odom oichlin v'enon sveyim, v'yoichlin lachmon b'mishkol d'chsiv. That's in the regular toicho. V'vesi aleichem cherev nokemes nakam bris. Cherev that will take the nakam of bris. What's bris? Same bris ala toira. That's what an averis we're looking for. That's bitl toira. Shenem lo bris yemon v'layla. Uksiv in that parsha right there, all these other things, what are we trying to show? We're trying to show cherev. Once it's cherev, there's bizo. Uksiv b'shivri lochem, I'm sorry, there's chever ubizo, okay. Right, and it also says in that posim, b'shilachti bochem, yeah, Gemara leaves that, it says over there, b'shilachti bochem, second Rashi quotes it. Hold on. Shilachti bochem, v'shilachti dever. Hurry, dever. Oh, no, because cherev is called a mishlachas. Rashi calls, and previously it says shilachti a dever. So that's dever. And then it continues to say in the pasuk v'shivir matel lechem. Right. That's what we're trying to show here. Lechem b'mishkol v'shivir matel lechem of es noshim. All those things come because cherev nekem is nekam bris. That's bittul Torah. Now we wanted to show it has to do with averis in din also. Uksiv at the end of the toichah yan ubiyan b'mishpotai mo'osu. Mishpotai mo'osu, says Rashi, that means they the mishpat was mo'osu. They didn't treat it properly. That already include all those things. Ini adin, ivus adin, kilkol adin. All the things that I messed up the mishpat. Bavon shua shov u'shua sheker. You know the difference. Shua sheker means when you lie. Stama say you take a sheker, a lie. I swear this and this, which wasn't true. Shua shov is the obvious. I mean, you take a shua ala eight shu heaven, ala eight shu eight. It's a wasted shua. It's obvious. V'chilul Hashem v'chilul Shabbos. That will bring on chayorah rabo. ubehema kol rabbi won't have behemoths. Ubnei odem mismoatim, less people. Vadrochem mishtoimimim, meaning there'll be desolate people, won't go there. It's right in the teichem. Be'ele lo sivos ruli. This is the end of the teichem. Be'ele lo sivos ruli. Shlachti bochem. Anybody got the pasuk? Yeah. Vishlachti bochem eschayis asode. 22 years. Shlachti bochem eschayis asode. Okay, which, what are we looking for? The first word of Gemara says, "In be'ele lo sivos uli atikri be'ele lo be'olo." Olo means a shvur. So that's ben shvur sheket, ben shvur shov. Now we're going to learn chilul Shabbos and chilul Hashem because by shvur it also says a loshin chilul. We'll see. Uksiv over there. Now, what are we trying to show here? Chayirus. V'shlachti bochem eschayis asode. Yeah. Shiklu eschem v'chrisas behemchem. Your animals will be destroyed. V'mito eschem, there will be less people. V'noshamu d'acheichem. And the words will be desolate. Oh, so that's v'shua sheker. Uksiv v'shua sheker. Lo sishovu v'shmil ha-sheker v'chilal to Hashem alakecho. A loshin chilul. So from there we go, b'chil Hashem k'siv l'schal l'shem kodsh, b'chil Shabbos k'siv m'chal l'moyz yumus, v'yol v'chil l'chil m'shua sheker. So that puts chil Hashem with chil Shabbos together with shua sheker, Gemara learns, in be'ele lo sivosri, in be'ole lo sivosri, if you're not listening to me, be'ele to shua, it's fine. Next, b'avon shvichas domim, b'es ha-migdosh, chorev, u'shchina mestalekes mi'yisrael, u'shchina goes away, shenemar, okay, that's in Bamid, but Losach Hanifu. One second. It wasn't only, but it's because of that too, yeah. Yeah, low. Losach Hanifu is Gimel, Losach Hanifu is Sashatam, Bo, Ki Adamu Yaklas, don't do murder. Then it's Losatame, Soros, Ashatam, Yoshim Bo, Asher Anisha, Chain Besoycho. That's if you're not metame d'oritz with murder. You won't be living there. No. As ein shoychem b'soicho. That's what my mind.
Why does it say
ein Cherev, Beis Hamikdash Chorev, Shchin Mestalekes Beisrael, correct? Ena Nishoichin Bo. Chum Rabbis Mashmi Hashem Mishkani Besoichim. What are we trying to prove? One second, we're trying to prove what? So that's basically Ena Nishoichin Bo. You mean Ein Chem Shoichin was an extra zach? We never mentioned it before. Oh, which point? Yeah, that's a point. That's a point. But the Chur is just proving the end from the end of it, but we're adding on one more thing we should have mentioned before. Right, yeah. He wants to know why we had to say Ein Chem Yoshim Bo. We're not trying to prove that. We're just trying to prove that Beis Hamikdash Chorev Ushchina Mestalekes Mi Yisroel. They seem to be proving more than that. We're proving that you won't be there either. That we never mentioned that before. We're trying to prove it's a Midrash Chorev. Again, Ein Nishoichin B'Soicho Eschur Ben Abayis. Eschur Ben Abayis. Unless that's what it means, that's Shechina Mestalekes Mi Yisroel. That's what it means. Chumra Abayis, but maybe the Shechina continues with Yisroel wherever they are. So he's saying mean, the Chorban HaBayis, the Shekhinah Samar still remains there, because Shekhinah Samar still remains, and you're not there, so that Shekhinah Samar still remains there. Maybe that's the second step, I don't know the point. No, I don't know what the Mashal says. I saw it a few times, I'm not sure what he's saying there. Except, well, I don't think that's what he says, I'm not sure what he's saying.
No, the Mashal's saying that it's going on the... I forgot the Kroah, I'll sort of base
of right, that's what we want to know from our bias.
The Yesh Yashah, the son of HaSefer, the Kroah, Shani, Sefer, the Sefer, the Yisrael, but not the Matanah, my son, in any Mashal, and the
right, yeah, that's true. Right, that's Shem Saleg. The question is, he's bought it. What does the Gemara mean? Ain chem yoishem bo. What do those words mean? We're not trying to prove that. That sounds like, and besides, there'll be chur mabayis. Meantime, Hashem won't be with us. Also, you won't be there. When we weren't trying to prove that before. Okay. Babon Gilai Reis, what is the Chomashmot, Hashmitim, Vyoivus, Golos, Bolyoilum. Umaglin oisom, Uboam Acherim, Vyoishem, Vimakoimum. Now that's an arayis. Uksiv atitmo ha'oretz uvkoid avoyno aleho. Uksiv losoki oretz eschem betamachem oiso. Meaning, but if you will be metamit with arayis, then you will go out. You will go out. And how do you see that people will replace you? It says you'll go to Golos and others will sit in your place. That my short time. If you look at the psukim there, it says, if you won't be metame with Gilarayis, then the land won't spit you out. Metamach with kashe koa as it spit out a goya shel lefneichem. Now as I goya shel lefneichem. That it says before, Vavkoid Avano Leo, Vatoki Orts Es Yoshveo, and you took their place. When they were Metame, they were thrown out, you took their place. So you don't be Metame, and it won't spit you out. I mean, it won't spit you out the way it spit them out, and if it would, it'll spit you out, and others will replace you, just like you replaced them. That's how he explains it. Okay, that's Gilui Arayis. What is Kochom Ksiv Nosati Es Pigreichem? Al pigri gululeichem, and it says right after that, v'eschem es azora bagoyim, Rashi brings, I'll throw you out, v'shom ulo avyoichem ayoishvim bo, they will come into the land, uksiv ha-shimosis mikdashaychem, v'eschem azora bagoyim, and it continues, v'shom umu ole avyoichem, and your oivim will come into the land. V'shmitim ubi yoivlus ksiv, os tietzor os eshab soseh, kol yime ha-shom atem bo eretz avyoichem, uksiv kol yime ha-shom o tishbois. Okay, and again, it says before that, v'shomim u'aleo ayveichem, meaning when you're out, they'll be in.
Yeah, but if they're in, then it's not going to be tishbos. They're not going to be
over
the
land. I guess it'll be tishbos of your work, I guess. I don't know. Bavon nivlus peh, nivl peh, tzoris rabbis u'gzeris koshis mischachis. U'bachurei soni Yisrael meisim. People die young. Yisoyme v'almonis tzoyakim v'enonenin. Shenema. Al Kane al Bachurov lo Yismach Hashem. He won't make them happy. He's like to Rashi, see if the meaning Tzoris and Xeris will come. Ves Yisoyma ves al Menoisov lo Yirachim. He won't be Merachim and Yisoyma al Monis. That's Yisoyma al Monis Tzoyakim Veinem Nen. Why? Ki kulo chonei fu Merea. Umeira v'chope doi v'nevolo. If continues the Pasuk, Bechol Zois, with all that, lo Shov Apo, his anger is not... doesn't pull back. His hand is still outstretched. So the Gemara dashins va'oid. Rashi explains miloshin va'ed, forever. That's what we say lalam void, meaning a lifetime. Kol shnoisim shaladom. Omer b'chanan barab hakol yoidim kalu lo menichnas alechupo elakol aminavil piv. He had a gzardin of a whole lifetime of good. That's v'oid. V'ed is yodon netuya. For this avla, it's still yodon netuya to punish even against v'ed. Even a gzardin of shimshon letoyve can be turned around. Because v'ed, Rashi learns, we dash v'loshim v'ed. V'ed, forever, meaning the lifetime of a person is yodon netuya, even against the psak. That was already for a lifetime, for a lifetime. But you don't need 2 years to turn it over. Omer Rabba Bar Shilo, Omer Pchizdo. The Gemara was definitely not into Nivel Peh. Kol HaMenavel Espiv, Mamikin Lo Gehenna. Shenema shucho amuko pi zorus. Rav Nachman Yitzchok af shomei v'shoisek. Not only the manavel piv, but the person who sits there and just takes it all in. Shenemar, it's the end of that posuk. Zeum Hashem yipol shom. Yipol miloshim. We just had this late in the part of Pekolech of Nofal. Doesn't mean fell. It means he was there. Is the one who's there Zeum Hashem? The one who's there and doesn't leave or just tolerates it is a Zeum Hashem. He's an object of the anger of Hashem. Not just the one who says it, the one who's sitting there. Om Rebeishia, call him Mimarek Atzmo, it's an interesting expression, La Aveiro. Mimarek usually means like Mirik Yodolacha, to finish up something, to finish it. It means here, as she says, Mimarek Atzmo, you finish what you're doing to turn to Averis. Meaning, you make yourself available to do Averis. You stop doing what you're doing. You have a pile turned towards Aveira. You're not just like you bumped into an Aveira. You're sort of, okay, that's enough for this. Now, Aveira time. You know what I mean? Hamemari Gatsmo. Where is it? La Aveira Chaburus Uptsoim Yoitzimbo. He gets wounds of sorts. Shenema Poskim Mishle Echid. Chaburus Petza. Chaburus Uptsoim. Timroik Baro. Timroik Miloshin Hamemari. That's out of learning. Baro. Veloy Oid. Not only that. El Shenidin Behadroikin. Okay, what do they got for Adroikin? It's some sort of intestinal problem. Yeah. Do they have a word for it or something? No. Shenemar, umakoi, said that pasuk, chadoi botan, it starts internally, we'll see. And it seems to come up and then it affects the throat and the mouth. I don't know what it is. Dropsy, okay. Dropsy. What?
It's characterized by swelling tissue throughout the body as well as swelling various public cavities.
Yeah, okay, we'll see. I'm going to say that in a second. Yeah, no, it doesn't sound pleasant at all. Omer Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, Simin La'Aveira Hadroikin. If you have Hadroikin, it means you did an Aveira. It doesn't come Stamazin. Toner Rabbona, he wants the different types. Gimel Mini Hadroikin. Hey, Shel Aveira, one that's a result of an Aveira, Ovos, thick. Rashi explains, oh, it's flowing exactly. Psoro Rashi is Miskashe. The flesh becomes hard, the oven thick, the nafuabov it's swollen. Over, it person gets swells up.
What's the difference
between
thick
aveira
and not thick
aveira? No, don't say thick
aveira.
It says that.
Above the shvara ova.
No, above the shvara aveira, kama ova. The one that becomes aveira is ova. The shvara of the one that comes as a result of hunger, tofuach. Now, tofuach also means a type of swelling, but the way Rashi explains it, that's a swelling, and there seems to be liquid, some sort of liquid, like a pus a lot. Nirik is skuchas. If a person looks like glass, you can see through his skin, there's a swelling, and there's a lot of liquid under there. That's the raw one. Vishal kshofim, then there's one that can come from kshofim, and that's dak. Rashi says, psak, soro dak v'kochush. The flesh is very thin. Okay, I can't tell you much on that. They have different types of dropsy. Do you have any idea what's going on over here? Okay, I don't know what's going on over here. Shmuel HaKotan Choshbe. Shmuel HaKotan picked up a case of Hadroikin. He was worried about Achilal Hashem. It obviously didn't come on Shmuel because of Aveir. I don't know what it came from. But he was afraid of the Gezog. Who will know the difference? People that are not such great doctors to know. They'll see, I have Hadroikin. It'll look to them like Shmuel did Aveiris. The Itzi, he was healed. Abaye Choshbe. Abaye picked up a case of Hadroikin. Omar Rovo. Rovo said, Yedana Bebe Nachmoini. I know. Now, the Gemara refers to Abaye often as Nachmoini. Rashi and Gittin and Deran in the Dorm explained because Abaye was an orphan. He was a Yosef. And he was brought up by Rabbo Bar Nachmoini. So Rabbo used to call him by his father's name. So the Gemara will often refer to Abaye as Nachmoini. Oh, so I know that Abaye, the Machven Avshe, I know he's into hungering himself, and that's why he doesn't do it Averis. He's guiding it because he fasted a lot, whatever. Seems to be Russian sins. It's a critical statement there. Rabbi was not agreeing that that's the way to do business. And as he's sort of saying, I know why he got it. He pushes himself too much with the hungering himself. Now, Rava Choshbe. Rava picked up a case. Now, why did Rava pick the case? I'll blow him again. Al Saveira, it's not only on the Cheshma, the Rava got it, got drink for Aveira. For hungering himself, he didn't get it because he just criticized Abaye. That's how Rashi learns. He just criticized Abaye for pushing the hunger business. So he didn't do that. Shofim zog de Barsha. We know Sagamor Chulin that if Nofish Schus say person has a lot of Schusim, Shofim can't affect you. Anyone didn't think that there's not much left now at this point. There's one more thing the Gemara Prayer says that Hadroikin can come from Shias Nekovin. So you rabo, if you what do you call you hold yourself back, you don't eliminate, that can also bring on Hadroikin. So that's the last possibility. So, but Gemara says no, he was careful in that also. The Harova who the Omer Rav is the one who said Nefili Nefishi Ktili Kador Minefichi Kafun. Those he himself said those who die from Kador. Kador means they have a taitchim. It means holding himself back, not taking care of your needs. What? Apparently, it's not so easy to see. So Shmuel was like, "Eichad man mafis." I understand. A true writer would say "man mafis." Not everybody went to medical school. I don't know. I hear. So he himself said, holding yourself back from eating, and not from eating, from eliminating, has killed more people than people are hungering themselves. Now we know he was careful on not hungering himself. He just criticized the bite. So Zichu was careful on that. So what in the world brought on his adreikin?
What's
kafun? Kafun is hunger. Kafun means raw. Hunger. Kader, I don't know. Russia's kader is in Russian kideira, pot. Yeah. Describing this as pots, because you empty out like a pot spills out. That's what Rashi says. Okay, anyway. Zogdi Gemara, an interesting thing. Shiny Rovo, the Ansele Rabbonin Be'idne Balkorche. Rova Taki held himself, Pekipshuta Gwar means Rova did hold himself back from going to the bathroom. Even though he shouldn't. But why? He was an onus. When he finished the Shia, the Talmidim were bombing him with shilas, they have gained a bathroom, but he couldn't. He was an onus. That's what Poshin means here. That's a very, absolutely, a very difficult thing because. What do you mean, onsen? So you're not allowed to do that. So Nisa Doraisach, when both the sharks, we need the pipe. So Zong the Talmidim, excuse me, I got to go out. I'll be back. I mean, it's a funny Gemara. I mean, what do you mean he was not going to cover because they were talking learning? But you can't talk a learning when you have to go to the bathroom. It's not an easy thing to know what's going on over here. What? Could be. It's a funny Zach. I don't know. It is Fasem, so I say an interesting thing here. That's the Gabi philosophy Eva, but there's an Issa to hold yourself back at all. That's Baltashai. What? That's Baltashai too. That's by philosophy Eva. To make the tefillah not valid, you have to be that you can't hold in for some amount of time. But it's also either way. It's also the davening either way. Once you feel you have to go to the bathroom, that's why it's davening. You're also the davening if you feel you have to go to the bathroom. If you daven. And you can hold yourself back, I think, for 72 minutes, then you don't have to daven over, but you shouldn't have davened. It is what Semis says, an interesting thing here. It doesn't sound like to me from Rashi. Anyway, so Semis says, you see, the Gemara that says that Hadraikin is brought on by holding yourself back doesn't quite say that. What it says there is, Tsoya Rabba, Hadraikin Rabba. If you have a lot of waste, you have a lot of Hadraikin. Poshi, you understand me? A person holds himself back, that'll cause Hadraikin. He wants to say the Gemara doesn't mean that. The Gemara means, if a person has a tzira samayim, he's constipated. But he's holding himself back. A kenish gay, he can't. There's a problem. That could bring on hadroikin. Meaning, so what you should do is that when you have a problem, you should go take care of it. Take a laxative, whatever it is. Now, that's what the Gemara means to say here. He didn't go to take care of himself. It wasn't much in the cover. He just had a problem with constipation. You should go and take care and get a laxative. That he didn't do because the Talmidim were talking to him. Okay, that makes it a little better. I don't know. It doesn't sound away from Rashi to me, but it's interesting, exactly.
Isn't that the Mashal brings down that the other part, the Amudah Chayzah, that we had before, maybe will be
it's also a Hadroikin, yeah.
No, but isn't that what he was doing?
We don't know what he was doing. That's what it sounds like. That's not allowed to do. And that's the problem. So that's the
Kashrut. That's the fourth.
That's Tzoyer Rabba. He understands that's Tzoyer Rabba. Tzoyer Rabba Hadroikin Rabba means because Amudah Chayzah. That guy pulled it back. He didn't go to the bathroom. I said, that's what we're right. Yeah, that the Gemara says in Chayrus, Rashi brings. So you're Rabba Hadroikin Rabba. If you have a lot of tso, you're going to get a big Hadroikin. What does that mean? Poshut, it means you didn't eliminate when you should have. That's Poshut, what it means. And Gemara's answer was an honest. He had to talk to him. He couldn't go to the bathroom. You're saying it's a strange thing because Moshe's also to do that. Okay. Good. Ton of good, bad, I don't know, whatever. Ton of Rabbonin, Dalet Simonim. among others. But these are four simonim we'll talk about right now. Similar aveira hadroike. We just said if you had a droike, it means you didn't have aveira. Usually, again, it means that hadroike. Okay. Sinah l'sinah aschinam yerokin. What do I have for yerokin? Jaundice of some sort. Yeah. What?
Yeah.
Jaundice. Simon l'gasus haruach anius. The Gemara Kedusha is anius the Torah. If there's an anius the Torah, people don't know. There's a lot of maratzis. There's probably got gasus ruach going on over there. Simon Loshinora Askaru. I'm sorry, when I said before that it starts below and comes up, that's Askaru. I'm sorry, not Adroik. Adroik is an intestinal problem. Askaru, what do I have for that? Theria.
Theria.
Askaru, Rashi says on the bottom line, it starts in the. What is that? You know, there's certain things you can't ask. You learn Chagiga. Malafon, if we don't ask, what happened for Bria Soil? The theory, that's it. We don't go past there.
DPT.
Baruch Hashem, we don't know what it is.
Yeah, you take a shot, DPT,
you don't have it. I don't think it exists in our world anymore. But anyway, Rashi describes as beginning in the intestines, in the mayayim, and it comes up through there. Well, see, it winds up in the mouth somehow.
It can't swallow.
Good. Turn up on it. What? Where? Yeah, correct. It's Wednesday. No, it's Wednesday. Wednesdays is Oscar time, Epis. Drinking water at a certain time, it brings on Oscar. Oscar boli oilom al hamaiser. People don't take proper maiser. They eat terribly. They don't maiser properly. That'll bring on Oscar. Reb Lezer, Reb Yoisi Oimer, aloshenor. Omar Rova, Vitamib Shuman Levi, Micro. Vamelech Yismach Belekim, Yishalel Kolanish, Bobo Ki Yisoker, Veloshen Oscar, Pidoy Vesheker. Now here the Mashiach raises a very important point. Lashon Hara is under a checker. Lashon Hara is MS also. So he says, but this pasuk is talking about Doye, who was talking Lashon Hara on Dovin, and there it happened to be checker also. He said it was posel, not a posel. You want to make him a melech? He's posel lova b'kol, it's ha'amoini. So this Lashon Hara, this pasuk happens to be checker, but it's going on Lashon Hara in general. Yeah, Lashon Hara is under a checker. Lashon Hara is the truth also. Okay, so now we have, what did we have? The Tanakhama said that Oscar is brought on by not being careful in Mysers. Reb Lezer ben Yossi said it's brought on by Lashon Hara. Did he mean to say also Lashon Hara? Meaning two things brought on? He's saying Lashon Hara only. Iboilu Reb Lezer ben Yossi, al Lashon Hara ko Omar, oldima af al Lashon Hara nami koma. But I got some Mysers here which will show that he meant also. Let's see. Toshma. Kishenichnasu Rabosena le Karen biyavne. Because the yeshiva was rows. They sat in rows, the Talmidim, so it was like a Karen. That's what it's called, Karen Biyam. Okay. Ho Yeshom Reb Yehuda, Reb Lezer Reb Yossi, that's the person we're after, Reb Shimon. Comes a Shaila like this, Nishalo Shaila Zu Bifneim. Mako Zu, this Mak of Askiro, Mifneim Mama Scheles Bifneim Ayayim. Why does it begin internally? And it winds up in the mouth. So, what did you say? You can't swallow. That's the last step. Okay, Gomer's Bepeh. We had it at the end of Brochus, and we're soon going to have the story how come he became the spokesman for the Jews. Well, the Omar, the Kloyas give the Eitzes, whatever. The Lev Maven, well, Rashi brings on the side if you have it. Rashi Brochus brings a Posuk in Tillim. The Lev Maven, the Loshin Mechatech, but Lemaisa Pegoimer. The Aveira of Lashon Hara, the final clap is when you say it. It appears Goyim. So that's why that mach, which comes because of Lashon Hara, at the end will wind up hitting the mouth. Okay, we got it. Nana Reb Lezer Reb Yossi. Comes Reb Lezer Reb Yossi. Now let's be careful. Reb Lezer Reb Yossi before said Asker comes to his Lashon Hara. Now look what he's saying here. Why does it wind up in the mouth? With your mouth you eat treifa zach. There's no misa. Asker's a killer. There's no misa. Tevel is chayim misa b'shemayim. Treifas and Nevelas is lavin. There's no misa there. El she'oichlim bo dvorim she'enem misukonim. Meaning they eat with their mouth, tevel. Meantime, you see that Reb Lezer Reb Yossi is saying, Asker comes from tevel. He's the one who said before Lashon Hara. You see, he meant even Lashon Hara. Well, fear eyes in a second. That was his opinion. Nana Reb Shimon, he came with a new slant. Von b'avon bittel teira. Asker comes with avon bittel teira. Okay, we understand. The mouth, okay. Omr lo, very interesting discussion here. Noshim yochichu. But Noshim get askira too. And there's no Torah by Noshim. Shemevatl says Balayim. If they cause the husbands not to learn, that's when they'll get askira. Frankly, when Nochrim Yochichu, there's no Torah by Goyim. And Goyim get askira. Shemevatl and Yisroel. They cause us to be Mevatl. Tinoikas Yochichu, then no Shaykhis to Biddle Torah. Shemevatl and Savian. Tinoikas shall be Surabon Yochichu. Yeah, they're in Cheder. They're not battling. They're lo b'tayin, lo mevatlin. They'll do anything. Hosom kidereb gurion. That's a different cheshm. That sometimes the children are punished for the door. These are not easy concepts. Domereb gurion, v'tayimereb Yosef reb Shmaya. Bizman shat tzaddikim b'dor. When we have tzaddikim, tzaddikim nitposim al ador. Ein tzaddikim b'dor, tinoike shol beisrabim nitposim al ador. Now, where do we get that from? The Gemara takes it from a posuk in Shir HaShirim. They are, what's the English word? They're pinned for the door, in other words, they get punished for the door. They take the rap. How do they touch the posuk? Yeah, to be grabbed. It means like they grab.
They take it in.
They are grabbed. And it's, how do they get ensnared. Okay, there. Where did that come from? I take him a posting in Shir HaShirim. Not an easy way to learn it either. Omer Yitzchak Bar Zeiri, I'm Rabbi Shimon ben Gzeri. Micro, what does it say there? It says, "I'm lo seidi lo hayofa banoshim, tzilo bikvei atzoyin, uri'ige di yisayich al mishkenois haroyim." It's a very difficult way to learn learning it now. I'm reading. Gidoyim hamemushkin al haroyim. Go to the Rashi, how he does the posuk. Im lo seidi loch, he's talking to Klal Yisrael, Yofa Banoshim. If you don't know Lishmor Mitzvoisai, you don't know what to do, you don't know how to take care to be Shemir Torah. Tsei loch beikvei hatzon. Go after Ubakshi Rachamim b'schus ikvei hatzon. Who's the ikvei hatzon? Meaning the heel that which supports the tzon. Ovas harishoinim shehayu raglei hatzon v'chizuko. Urei peyeshe b'schuson es gidiyoy saich. Tinoike shaloch. Take care of your children. Shelo yitofsu al mishkenois haroyim. Mishkenois miloshin mashkin. They shouldn't be taken as the security against your royim, those who lead the door. Meaning, if something goes bad, they will be the mimushkonim al haroyim. This sort of Hashem's mashkin. They're taken away. Then it posim bavoy nador. Because we wanted to know when Reb Lezer B'Yosi on top said it, Asker comes on Loshon Hara, did he mean it comes because of Tevel and Loshon Hara? Only Loshon Hara. He says Mefurish that he's talking about Tevel there, because he said the reason it winds up in the mouth is because it's with your mouth that you eat the Tevel. So obviously he meant that too. Okay, now we come to a very famous story. How did Reb Yehuda become the Rosh HaMedabrim? This is the Reb Shimon ben Yochai's story. Is it almost like Boimer? Okay, I'll tell you. Why did they refer to Reb Yehuda as Reisham Dabrim B'chol Mokim? He was appointed by the Goyim as the Reisham Dabrim. The Malchus Roim made him for the Reisham Dabrim, for the spokesman of Klal Yisrael. The Yasvei, Reb Yehuda, Reb Yosi, Reb Shimon. These three, it's two of them, and Reb Yosi before the blessed Reb Yosi. This is his father. This happened first, because you'll see. They sent him away in Golus, so his son took over. This might have happened before the previous one. Oh, the Yosef, Yehuda ben Gerim Gabayu. Mr. Yehuda ben Gerim, his father and his mother were Gerim. He was sitting there. Fine. Posach Reb Yehuda ve'omar, kamo noyim maseim shel umozu. How beautiful are the deeds of the Goyim, the Rome. Tiknu Shvokim, they made marketplaces. Basically, they made cities, whatever. Tiknu Ksharim, built bridges. Tiknu Mechatzois, they made bathhouses. Now, this I can't say, what is going on here with the Yehuda? They come to say, Shvach after Rome. First of all, it's a lot of chon name. And it's not true. The Gemara Avodah says they didn't do it for their own cheshbonis. He basically most understand. He didn't mean to compliment them. He was saying it in a fact in a very neutral way. He just didn't want to spell out what the Shimon ben Yochai will say in a minute, because he didn't want to get hit over the head, which he did get hit over the head. But he didn't mean to say, stop praising the Goyim. That's what he was after.
Why did he have to open up? It's not like the Rabbonim was sitting around having all
shmooze. It could be he meant to be merames what the Shimon Yochai set out. That could be.
What was the point?
I don't know what was going on there. Reb Yosi Shos, I got gone at Gizok. Nana Reb Shimon Yochai, he came on heavy. V'omar. this like kol mashe tikkun or whatever they made lo tikkun tzorach atzmon. This like a moron avoy dezor if you remember. Come lost the lovo. They're going to shrine. They're going look what we did for the yidden. We built them the George Washington Bridge. It happens in bridge on them with ben amonsi. They didn't build us with happens in bridge. We though. We did it all for them. And Hashem will say. You did it for your purposes. I did it for my purposes. But take the shvakim lahoishvim zaynis merchatzoyis ladenbohem. That's when they want to whatever take care of themselves. Shorim little mel. They made the tavern zita collect the toll. Now that wasn't pleasant because it was a direct criticism on the Roman government. Holach Yehuda ben Gerim, this fellow Yehuda ben Gerim, who was listening in, the Sipur Divrayim. Now Rashi says he didn't go to tell the Goyim. That's not what happened. He said he wasn't careful. He said it over. Rashi did this Tamidim to his parents. Whatever, he let the word out. That was a mistake. Once he said it, it already got out. V'nishmul HaMalchus. The Malchus picked it up. So they said like this. They took what Rabbi Yehuda says as a compliment. So they made him the chairman. What? Could be, could not.
I really wasn't
Lashon Hara. Let me say, I know it was Lashon Hara. It was the wisest thing to say. Oh,
saying the
shout out to Israel. I know it was Lashon Hara anyway.
I bet Tosa is a dover of Tanishma. No, I'm saying,
we hold
it. Anyway,
it's Tosa.
It's also that it will.
Yeah, but that's only if your Chavona is not to spread it further. I'm not mistaken, they want to bring the Rambam says only if your Chavona is not to spread it further. I think someone to say brings a right from this Gemara, you see. He apparently meant to spread it, and they shouldn't have. Oh, so they said like this, they're going, Yehuda She'ilo, Yehuda that praised us, Yisala, let him come up. So they made him Rosh HaMdaber. Yoisi She'shosak, he was quiet, Yigla. I'm going to punish him physically, but he's out, he's got to move out of town. Litzipoiri. Shimon Sheginoi, he daily criticized the Roman government. Yehoreg, he's out, we're going to kill him. Okay, they moved quickly now. Ozulhu, he went with his son, Rebbe Lozer, Rebbe Shimon. Toshu Bei Midrasha, Kol Yoima. They were hiding in a besmedrash somewhere, I can't talk. I'm sorry, Toshu Bei Midrasha. Kol Yoima, what they eat? They didn't go home. Kol Yoima, Vamaislu, the Bisu Rifta, Vikuza, the Maish. She brought them every day bread and water to eat and drink, and they didn't leave the besmedrash hiding in a corner somewhere. Vikarachin, they ate. He talked with Gizer till the Gizera got harder or strong. I guess they increased the pressure to find them. Omar Leila Brezeb Shimon said to his son, Noshim Daiton Kal Aleyim. He was worried they'll pressure the wife and she'll talk. I mean, they want to put the squeeze on, they'll find us. Dilma Mitzarilo, they'll torture Chveis. Umigalilon, and she'll go back, she'll say where we are. So then they ran to the Ma'ora. Ozl Toshu Bimaroso. They went and hid in a cave. Yisrachish Nisa, okay, the famous story, Kuman Anes, Iberlu Charuvo, was created for them, boxer tree, that's why we have to eat it, you know. Choruv tree, Ve'ena Damai, and a well of some sort that kept them alive all those years. Some want to say it was a choruv tree because that's a nes toch nes, because a choruv tree takes many years to give fruit. So it's a nest. First, the tree came out of nowhere and I'm going to get fruit immediately. That's a nest of nest. Okay. Now, the havu mishalche monayu, that every so often they would take off their clothes, the Gemara will say, because they went for 12 years, they pushed their clothes would wear out, so they would take them off every so often. Now, they didn't want to stop learning, so they would cover them, so they shouldn't be the Gilead, but they would cover themselves with sand. The havu yasfe at savarai until the next, b'cholub, with sand. They learned the whole day straight. Being the tzlui, when it came to daven, Rashi says back there, if you remember on Yud Beis, that if Torah's Munasa, you don't have to daven. It doesn't mean daven, it means krishma. Tais on Yud Beis says that tzlui means krishma. When it came to krishma, love shu, michsu, they covered themselves up, umatzlu, Rashi tais on me, they said krishma. And at some point that it wasn't Shaloyiba Ribos forever, because they were covered till here with sand. There was also Ikoin. It was when Yadam said, Mishma Ikoin, you should dress. So you got dressed. What? That's, if you learn that way, yeah, you have to figure if that will fit with that Taisus. That's Ikoin and Krishma. Vahodim is Shalchim, and I had to take off the clothes again. Kihek Lulu shouldn't get worn out. Esu Tresu Shoni Bimaros, they sat 12 years in that Myra. Ose Eliyo, Vikoma piso de maros. Eliyahu came. He stood outside the door to Myra. Oma man lo de lebar yoichi. Who will tell Shim bar Yochai the miskesa? The Roman Caesar died. The guy who made that gzeira. Who bottled gzeira? It means all been come out. No, of course it came out. Chozu inish the kokarvi v'zayri. Saw somebody working. You know that was going on for 12 years. They didn't stop learning. They saw somebody there working. And if you remember from Brachos, the beginning, achrayim point, beginning ketsa b'varchim, Reb Shimi ben Choy shita is imatem choy shemosi tarita. He doesn't hold vasaf tiskonecha. He holds he can't. See, oh my, you know what's going on? What's going on? Man, ichayel, what's going on? Sure, see this person's working. That's why Rashi says, "Dev shayde nochem." Don't go in marvin. Kol mokim shenoisin neinayim. Their power was so great. We had this stuff. People were getting destroyed. You know, just from their look. Iyotzes abaskol v'yomer lehem lahachre v'ylomi yitzosa. He came out from the cave to destroy my world. It's too much. Chizru lamarazchem back. Hoder went back. Ozleisu treisi yachishato 12 months. Because it was like a punishment. I mean, mishpat v'shom b'gehenem yud beis chodesh. That will yotzer baskel v'omer tsumi ma'arazchem out. Nofku. Now, when they came out, it seems Reb Shimon ben Yochai was a bit tempered. The son was still a young fellow, so he was on fire. He was knocking them out one after the other. You know, kolechad abe mochi Rebbe Lozer. Rebbe Lozer would hear to punish somebody. Have a masi Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon would heal him. Omelu b'ni, slow down. It's enough to have in the world those kitar, meaning me and you will carry it. Let the world continue on its own. Okay. But Ipani the Malashabat came Erev Shabbos, Chozo Sabri saw an older person. Davinoki Tre Medani Yosa, two bundles of Hadassah. Viroit Ben Ashwan, she's running Ben Ashwan. So, Omule Hani, what are you in him for? Omule Kvod Shabbos. She had Hadassah Mekvod Shabbos. The tizgiloch chad. What's wrong with one bundle? Talk to say you're good. Chad keneged zohar. Chad keneged shomer. I want one bundle of hadassah for zohar and one for shomer. Amalei lebrei. See, they're okay. The yidden. Chazi kamo chaviven mitzvah sal yisroel. Yosef daidaitu. He calmed down a little bit. They saw the yidden are not so terrible. Okay. Shoma Reb Pinchas ben Yoyar Chasnei. Reb Pinchas ben Yoyar. Now the Argimor says he was the son-in-law. The Kodei Achorin bring from the Zohar, he was the father-in-law. These are the reasons why it makes more sense. But V'nofak Le'api went to greet them. Ailele Le'bone. He brought him into the bathhouse. You know, they've been sitting 12 or 13 years now in the sand over there. Have a Ko'oruch Le'bisre. He was he was smoothing down. That's the problem. See, if it's a shver, you're not supposed to go into the Beis Hamikdash with your shver. You're not allowed to see him undressed. So, man, if it should be chois neida, he was the shver. The Pinchas was the shver. The Shimon Chai was the son-in-law. He was dressed. He could, the son-in-law, you're allowed to see. Father-in-law says he shouldn't go if he's not dressed. But anyway, so he was like taking care of him. Chos davi pili begufa. He had poshet what he touched pili cracks in his skin from the sand. You know. Habakkuk, he was crying, Porsche. He saw his shver, his Adam, whichever one, he was obviously hurt, you know. So he started crying. The tears went into the wounds and hurt him. The tears, which assaulted somewhat, fell into the wounds. It probably hurt him. He screamed. Omalei, so Repinchas said to Shimon Yochai, Oily Sherisicha Bekat, Oily that I see you in such a state. Omalei, I got no problems with it. Be happy. But those 12 years in the sand, I had it. I steiged a lot. You should be happy you see me this way. You didn't see me this way. I mean, I didn't go through all of that. You wouldn't find in me what I have now. The Meikoro originally, ki have a makshi Reb Shimon ben Yochai kusha, when Reb Shimon ben Yochai is the kasha, have a mepharik like Reb Pinchas ben Yoab treisa peruke. He would ask a kasha, Pinchas would knock him out with 12 answers. After this process of sitting there 13 years in the sand, doing nothing but learning, lesov ki have a makshi Reb Pinchas ben Yoab kusha, faket, have a mepharik like Reb Shimon ben Yochai, esin varbo peruke, 24 answers. Just be happy, I'm not... I have to cry that I went through what I went through. I became a very great from this whole business. Okay, we'll stop there. More fun tomorrow.